yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's a lot of great people to talk to who are participating in the postseason right now who actually know what it's like to get to the World Series and even win the World Series. So I caught up with one of them because, hey, listen, this is all well and good. The excitement is all well and good for the division series. Everybody's tied. Everybody's excited. Everybody thinks they have hope. But then there's the next round, and then there's the next round, and this is actually winning a World Series. And what has to happen? There's a lot that has to happen, and there's a lot of perspectives. I got this one from Ryan Stanek from the New York Mets, who's been to the World Series twice and won once, both with the Houston Astros, one in 2022. So I just thought it would be interesting to get Ryan's perspective of actually what it takes to finish off this job, make it all the way down this path, which is winning the World Series. And everybody, like I said, everybody thinks that they have the secret sauce right now, but then all of a sudden you hit the fork in the road, you hit the challenge that you didn't think was coming, you hit the weird spot or the injury or whatever it is, and all of a sudden it was a nice year, but not the year that you hoped. Ryan Stanek has a great perspective, so here it is.
You've obviously been on a World Series run, and until you do it, I would imagine it's, you don't know exactly how it unfolds. You maybe you watch it from afar and you think you do. So what are some of the things that you, having gone through it, that you say, okay, you know, this is something that maybe you don't understand or don't expect?
A lot.
Man, I don't know. That's a tough one. It's like I've been to playoffs a few times, and I've been to a World Series twice. And I don't know. It's like even in those times that you go, you're like, you feel like you got a good team, and you feel like you got a chance. I don't know if there's any like one thing that you can pick out. Like, things have to go your way because obviously it's a period of time where you're playing good teams, long series, you see each other a lot, like especially in a series like ours right now where we're playing a division team. Like, you just see each other so much, like weird shit can happen, it feels like. Yeah. Like weird late inning runs. You've got enough history with guys that like sometimes if you only see a guy three times over the course of the year, it makes it really, really hard. But like you see a guy 8-9 times, like it makes the job a little bit different. You have to execute so much better. So I don't know if there's any like one thing that like I noticed that like makes a run or like possible. I think you got to have timely hitting. You got
to defense. I think you said it like you have to have the weird shit go your way, right?
A lot of time, yeah. Yeah, you have to have some breaks. You have to have things that the ball has to bounce your way a little bit. It's like very rarely does a team just flat out dominate the whole time.
Yeah.
Like that's like there's too many good teams left for like one team typically to just like beat up on whoever's left.
And if
like,
they catch a cold streak in any facet of their game.
Yeah, it makes it really difficult. Yeah. So it's like it's not always the best team that wins in October. A lot of time it's the hottest team. Because like you can be steady for 162, but you have a bad 3 days and you get bounced.
I've seen, especially when it comes to bullpens and matchups and, you know, of finding the groove and finding the rhythm and finding the roles and finding, the, you know, there's just some guys, it's just good matchups, right? And when I think back about, you know, even when they run in Houston, it just feels like a lot of times the teams just, as they're going along, like the pieces are fitting right.
Yeah. I think a lot of that, like that does track. You sit there and go like these situations for these relievers, this situation for this pinch hitter, this situation for this matchup, for this starter, like you got guys healthy, you get, like even if a guy's banged up, the guy that like is filling in like comes up with a big hit, you're right, like all those little pieces that kind of fit together for like things to go right seem to go right whenever you're like you're making that run.
So what do you remember? Like what in 2022? Like what do you remember specifically about when you get to that point? You know, it's hard enough getting to that point, right?
Yeah.
When you get to that point, what do you remember about that feeling?
I mean, like Trey at first base, like hadn't really played a lot, but then like we're in Philly and Schwarber hits a ball probably 110 down the line and he smothers it and makes a play with runners on that would have scored and tied the game, but he snags it. We get out of that inning. Like Chaz McCormick makes a crazy play in center mm-hmm. field, jumping against the wall. Just like things like that, like you see guys go on those runs. Brian Abreu was tremendous and was throwing the ball lights out of the bullpen, yeah. Like kind of like his coming out party as being like a dude.
Yeah.
And
well, there's guys like even last year with the Rangers, people like, you know,
like Josh Spores,
right?
Just went on a run.
Yeah, we're like oh, who's everyone's Googling him, you know?
Yeah, he caught a heater at the right time of year and started throwing and threw the ball really good. Like those things are like what you see that like propel a team into that kind of position.
The last thing is just having guys there too who are sort of almost the conductors, you know, of and I don't know, I know Christian Vasquez when he mm-hmm. like, you know, it's hard catching a no-hitter with that many guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, but he had been there in 2018 mm-hmm. and I'm just, you cite have an example, but it's probably important to have a couple guys that you at least feel that way, right?
Yeah and in Houston, like it was a little different because we had so many guys with so much like playoff experience, World Series experience, like Bregman Altuve, freaking Yuli, we had Tucker who'd been there, we'd made runs, Maldi, Vasquez, like we'd had so many guys mm-hmm. that had been there and experienced it and like knew not to let emotions take over and like stay the course and just treat it like a day, like another day, and like just go play.
Mm.
And it made it a little bit calmer. And like our team here, like there's a lot of guys that haven't had like a ton of postseason experience, mm-hmm. but like I think for us that's good because we have a lot of guys that are stepping up in those situations and they're very aware that they're not consciously focusing on like that there's pressure. They're just like living in the moment.
Yeah.
And like I think that's like for us that's how we have to play.
But you also have guys like yourself who've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Otto, who've been through it, mm-hmm. you know,
JD Phil,
Iglesias, you know, yeah. like who've been through it, who can say, okay, you know, it's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We won one, we lost one, it's okay.
Yeah, it's like you look in that and you're like you're going into a series like this and like when you go into somebody else's park and you're going, okay, like you go in there and you split, cool, it's fine. Like it could, it like as long as you take one and like you have a chance to win a second, take two, you're like, oh yeah, we should get greedy if we can.
Mm-hmm.
But like you feel good about a 1-1 in that situation. You're like, okay, we're still in a good place. We're going home and a chance to like to make a mark at home.
Playoffs fun, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a different beast for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.